Today is the 5th of June, 1968, and I guess like millions of others, I have been listening to the news this evening, listening to the tragedy of Robert F. Kennedy. Right now, I'm still under surgery, so I don't know what the outcome is. Most unfortunate. I don't think I should say a great deal that hasn't been said by somebody somewhere at some time already. Society is sick. Society is living without the fear of God. In a materialistic world, I don't think it's going to change quickly. I think it will get worse before it gets better. But what can one do? I mean, individuals can do it, it's true. It takes a long, long time. Now it has become a wave. But there is good in the world. We can see that every day. So we only hope for the best. But it's unfortunate. The latest news, like I said, is still pending the results of the operation. So whether he's still alive or not, it's not known here. Supposedly, we're getting the broadcast from Armed Forces Station in Washington, D.C. However, while I was listening to the paper, to the radio, I have been reviewing some of your letters. You know, after I get quite a few of them, I read them over and then destroy them because I can't hold on to all the letters. I just wouldn't have any place to put them, right? Besides, I don't like to keep mail around too long. I don't think it's a good policy to have personal letters available in your room. These rooms are not that secure. Anyhow, I rather enjoy reading over the letters you have sent. I have sore fingers from tearing them up in tiny pieces. Plus that, I have a sore rump. I'll tell you all about that in a little bit. I got mixed up also, Duchess, on whether or not I taped you last week. I usually mark my calendar here, and I think I taped you last Wednesday. But this would make it just a week. Usually, as I say, when I make a tape, I put a mark on my calendar so that I have an idea how many days has gone by since I last talked with you. And I wasn't sure what the date was, but I hope I didn't skip a week there without a tape off you. I don't think I did. But many, many things have happened since I spoke to you last time. It's been a very exciting week, to say the least. Let's see, Saturday, June the 1st, I believe I told you we were planning to go to the general mess, CG's mess, the one he has about once a year, where all the women in the division are invited for dinner, popcorn, and so forth. Well, Saturday I was off. I spent most of the day getting prepared for my big evening. However, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we had a phone call telling us the entire evening was canceled. The reason was because some infiltrators, North Koreans, were coming through the DMZ again. These are UIs, unidentified individuals, and I think at that time they didn't know whether there were 5 or 100 that had come through. So everything was canceled. And we even tried to get a dinner invitation to other officers' clubs and called up and Mike said, we're looking for a meal. Said, does anybody want to feed us? Only because the mess hall food here is not the snack bar. It's worse. But anyhow, everything was on standstill, and the division was put on a standby alert. In fact, today is Wednesday, and we are still on a standby alert. But I think it will lift in a day or two. Saturday night, we just stayed on. I say we, I mean the other gals here, about seven of us now. And I wind up playing double solitaire with Joan. We were all kind of just pulling up, but of course once we realized what had happened, this is the thing to do. Because these infiltrators come down and they don't know where they're located, and everybody's out on a search party, and everybody's running around in steel pots. They all have their weapons, rifles, pistols, and stuff. So then on Sunday, we were still on the road. First Saturday night, I closed the park early. And Sunday, I had a USO show. They didn't even know we were on alert. Oh boy. Because I have no men on this compound. Not really, no truth. I have the Vision Entertainment, which consists of the Chorus, the Uniques, and the Travers. These are entertainment groups. And I have very few personnel. But I did manage to muster up about 885 people for the USO show. I keep turning around looking at my calendar on the wall there. It seems to me I told you this story. I don't know, but I. I don't think I made you a tape. Oh, mercy. Oh, I did something silly. Anyhow. Anyway. I know what it is. That's because I just made a tape to Joanne. I hadn't taped to her in weeks. In fact, I've only made two tapes in the last few years. Close to 2 years. Or thereabouts. As I say, I got mixed up on my markings. But anyway. So I'm repeating myself again, and that's why it seems like I've told the story before. So on Sunday, after the USO show performed, they went up to RC2 to play, and again, I had to go through my hours, and there was very few people here, and we decided we were going to move. Now, I'm not the greatest about going to movies, but the girls, they get a little bit jumpy. Everybody seems to get closer when there's any kind of an alert or what have you. They spend a great deal of time in my room here, yakking away. And they dragged me off to the movies. This was Sunday night. But the power went off, all the electrical power, so that we couldn't see the movie. They weren't showing it. We waited a half hour until the power went off. So we came back home, and we knocked around in the dark, and since we had told you this, I don't know why, I'm just cracking up that I don't know anything anymore, but if I did, just forget it. But anyway, we took a shower Sunday night, and in the dark, with my candle, just I stopped because I wanted to check the calendar again. I'm pretty sure I told you all this, but I didn't mark it on my calendar, so I don't know what I told you and what I didn't. And I'm sorry, because usually I keep it straight, and I just can't remember. I'll go over it very quickly in case I have the, in case I'm repeating myself. Anyway, Monday night, as I said, I took a shower in the dark, no towel. I forgot to bring my towel down to the bathroom. The candle blew out, and there I stood. Total darkness, soaking wet. And then on that was Sunday night. And then Monday, we did go to the movies. And I went to see Nobody's Perfect. I'm sure I told you that. Anyhow, the water went off. We had no water. And I remember telling you this, that I had some water here in my coffee pot. Right, I must have taped you when I went. Five. So it's not too bad. If I sound like I'm crazy, I am. So I'll just bypass Monday and bring you up to date on Wednesday. Oh, mercy. I'm sorry, that didn't work. boy. Right, now I'm remembering. It's Monday night. And no water. Okay, so I just wasted half the tape, right? Anyhow, today was exciting, too. Today was my day off, and I was off the whole day, pretty much. But this morning, at 8 o'clock, I was with Carolyn, Bree, Fran, Sally, Jerry, the gal that works with me, Jerry, and a new gal to the area. Her name is Marsha Hines. She comes from Newark, New Jersey. However, she left there as a youngster and has been living in Morristown. You know, she is transferred from Camp Howard up to Chilean. And we all went to see Honest John Risso being fired today. The first of the 12th artillery unit. They have nothing but Honest John missiles. This is their, instead of artillery, they use missiles, rockets. Anyhow, it was worth the ride. We had a ride for about an hour and a half before we got to the shooting grounds, which they call, I suppose, range. But so much tape is not too much. I wasted it all repeating myself. Oh, boy. Anyhow, I tried to get a good picture of this missile on camera as it left the launching pad. It only has 4 seconds. It's the time it leaves the pad, so it's completely out of sight. So I hope I took the picture correctly then, because I concentrated very hard. We'll see what happens. General Munson was there, a long chat with him about, oh, the opening